Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. and gentlemen, and welcome from Oakland, California, the birthplace of the Black Panther Party. The air date of this episode is June 3rd, 2020. This is Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. I'm your host and executive producer, and we're joined tonight by the one and only Mad Dr. D, our producer. Greetings to you there, Mad Dr. D. What's happening with you?
Hey there. How you doing, Shabaka, my brother?
All right. Long time no hear from, man. You know, yeah, I heard you've been, you know, kind of like feeling under the weather, man, but you're sounding real good. Keep in mind, Mad Dr. D, we got to get as much as we can because we're doing it with the battery source tonight. And, you know, we're not plugged into the wall, so you know how that goes. But currently, man, with this current civil discord of 2020, man, of course, we all know what happened down there to Mr. Floyd in Minneapolis, Minnesota, man. That was bullshit. That was nothing more than blatant murder. The son of a bitch that did this here to him, he got great pleasure out of killing this man. And they wondering why, you know, that they had the civil unrest that they had. And I recall, too, Mad Dr. D, you know, that you wanted to take the lead tonight, man. So go right ahead, Mad Dr. D, what's on your mind, and come on with it.
Okay, hey, you know, I have a lot to say, but I'm just going to shoot from the hip. All this
sure.
bullshit going on right now, this
yes,
shit
sir.
Ain't nothing but, this is real as going to get, but my thing is, I hope you black people of color, the ones that's oppressed, keep this fight on, man. Will you win this? I mean, all this kind of stuff is going on, and we got to this is the way, but don't be scared about it. Organize a little bit better and kick that ass.
Absolutely.
Because this country is ours, not theirs. And,
exactly.
I'm so upset like anybody else. But first of all, they're punk-ass motherfucking shit. I don't like it. Now,
right.
I want to hear everybody's comment. Everybody has their own time, and we'll keep it brief. And I want to know what you think of your take of this actual gruesome-ass murder of our last brother. Anybody has something to say, you call in, and Shabaka will clue you under that. So, Shabaka,
okay, the phone number to call in is 516.
Where you at? Where is your location? And what's the fallout?
Okay, I'm out here, Matt. Okay, I'm out here in Panthertown, Mad Dr. D. They did have civil unrest here in Oakland, man. They do got a curfew going on, and just like down in your neck of the woods, down there in L.A. County as well, too. And what it is, man, is that you got the YASA bosses out here, you know, all across the nation talking about hugging the police and all this old type of shit. And then, too, but I am coming across information that I did see, you know, a few of the police officers, you know, voicing, you know, their discord of what this guy did, Chauvin did, you know, to Mr. Floyd there in Minnesota. Okay, it's because that was blatant murder. And then as Dr. Bobby Wright has written in his work called The Psychopathic Racial Identity, which this dude Chauvin, you know, had exhibited when he murdered Mr. Floyd. And then he's got his foot on the man's neck. The man is handcuffed, so he's bound right there. Okay, so that's special circumstance. All right, and then on top of it as well, too, the police chief of Minneapolis that did come out and state that the other ones who did not prevent him from murdering Mr. Floyd were complicit as well, too. So as far as I'm concerned, all four of them sons of bitches deserve the goddamn death penalty and fuck them. And then I see that we got the one and only Mr. Isaiah calling from us from Baltimore, Maryland. Good evening to you, Mr. Isaiah. How you doing, sir?
Good evening, Black family. And you know what? It's time to do Brother Malcolm X play, because I'm tired of the same narrative. So it's time. Come on with it, y'all. So we got to rise up above this.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's
too much. And that video is so damn disgusting. I can't get my mind off that. Like, and the nerve of other people trying to make fun of this bullshit. Like, I'm sick and tired of it. I've been seeing the post. They doing the George Floyd death trials. Like, what the fuck? Like, so are they doing our death at the damn one? mockery of this bullshit? Like, come on now. I don't see Facebook blocking them, but and the nerve they're blocking us from saying that we are posting hate. They don't want to be on a Facebook jam for posting hate shit.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you're right about that. Okay, now we got a caller here at the 510 area code as well, too. Okay, caller out the 510 area code, what's on your mind?
Well, I just think that everybody just needs to relax, calm down, pray, and most importantly, we have to back the badge. We have to support our police. We cannot second guess them. We cannot question them. Call back in the badge, and that's what I'm telling every black man. That we all need to back the badge. The police. This man needs to stay in court. We don't know what his side of the story is. For all we know, this man could have been resisting even on the ground, which I believe he was, and therefore, Mr. Chauvin was justified in holding him down by any means necessary. Force begets force. He should have shut up and went along with the program. Mr. Floyd should have. If he would have shut up and not passed a fake $20 bill and been a criminal, well, then he would still be alive and breathing comfortably today. And that's why I have to say, get a job, shut up, take care of your kids, do the right thing.
But you know what?
Okay.
Excuse me.
Yeah, go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, go ahead.
On that thing right there, my brother, this is the man that day. And do the right thing. There's no such thing as the right thing in our world because the law that the easier we try to do it, they always gonna find something wrong with it. And the second they can't find nothing, that pisses them off. You know, the average black try to take care of their family, get on their ass there, and call you a bunch of motherfuckers. You know what I mean? But that's right there to extend a bit. But these motherfuckers, man, all you got to do is get up, go out there, pick your newspaper off your lawn, if you have a lawn, and you might not come home. You know, fuck these motherfuckers, man.
I agree with you, Dr. D. Yeah, I agree with you, Mad Dr. D, wholeheartedly.
I agree.
Because what our parents try to instill us that, you know, you go to work, you go to school, and that. Wait, motherfucker, most motherfucker black had to go through. I didn't go all the way to school, but I graduated anyway. The thing is we're smarter while I'm in eighth grade than these motherfuckers. Your daddy go to college, the motherfuckers don't know how to wipe their ass.
Right.
We're smarter than them, but we're trained to do it that way. So who came up with that shit? We've been for thousands of years, and ain't nobody had no motherfucking Bible and no motherfucking reservation. We didn't need them. They come
exactly.
Over here still, and they're going to get you killed
right.
By some motherfucker baby as one of our brothers. Man, fuck them. It could have been me. It could have been my kids. I mean, when I'm going to say one more. What happened to me, the story I can tell, so I want you to listen. When I was 6 years old, I'm in Camden, New Jersey. The cops, the Camden police, snatched my 6-year-old, supported and beat my motherfucking natural big ass, natural head, and threw him in a paddy wagon. No reason.
Mm.
I was 6 years old. So, you can't tell
me. Were you doing something illegal?
I'm confused. Because, no. And then the next year, I was in my porch. Some teenagers walked by. I think I was at a high or something. And some, I don't know, about six kids. The 17, I'm from about 7. He said, hey, young man, we got some stuff over here. He says, no, I'm not out on the porch. They snatched me off my motherfucking porch. These teenagers drove me in the alleyway and beat the dog shit out of me. And you know why?
Well, I would love to see the police report for that. I mean, I'm pretty sure you need something out. The police don't mess with you for no reason, no. I would love to see that police report, and we need to read it over here. So we can have both sides of the story. We need to know the real truth. Truth is in the official report. I need to know what the official report is.
Okay, well, first place, sir, let me explain something to you. Police reports are, you know, fabricated. You see what I'm saying? And then on top of it, too, you know, what happened to that dude, man, there in Minneapolis, man, that there was nothing more than blatant murder is what that was. And you see, our producer there, the Mad Dr. D, had dropped. Okay, Mad Dr. D, please call back in. Okay, so that there was blatant murder of what they did. Okay, wouldn't you agree, Brother Isaiah?
Yeah, I agree. Because he put his knee on his neck, so that's right through his cord right there. So he cannot hardly breathe. Like he put the pressure on it. So that is definitely a first degree murder. Like, come on now.
Oh yes, sir, absolutely. And then with the other cops, you know, standing around there, you know, that there makes them, you know, just as guilty too as co-conspirators. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
All right. And then on top of it too, and then they did not try to prevent him from doing this. Now you see, now he was in the act of committing a felony. You see what I'm saying? And it was up to the other officers, man, to prevent him from doing that by any means necessary. And then when you look at the video, you can see Mr. Floyd pass away on the video. And then if you notice that when the ambulance had came there, they were not rushing Mr. Floyd, you know, to the hospital. They were not coming out there with any type of CPR. It was basically, you know, that they were picking up a dead body, and I guess, you know, they took it, you know, straight to the coroner or whatever to be, you know, identified, you know, as being dead, you know, to be certified as dead. Mad Dr. D, you there?
Mad Dr. D?
Going back and forth, too. Is that how are our people supposed to respond, you know, to these type of murders, right, having, you know, that are sanctioned by the state, you see? And then the cold part about it is that they're going to say that, you know, that the police is doing their job. Oh, I didn't see anything wrong, you see? And then quite naturally, of course, which is cognitive dissonance, you see, is because people are sitting up here, man, they know that it's wrong. But they're sitting up there stating that, you know, that it ain't wrong.
It ain't wrong.
Yeah, you say, no, it is wrong. It is wrong.
How is that not wrong?
Let the court decide if it's guilty or not. Not us. We're not in any position to decide.
Oh, yes, we are. I'm going to tell you what position that we're in, sir. It's because, you see, we saw the video. And then also, too, you could see that that cop, what's his name, Chauvin, I believe, okay, he put his hands in his pocket. Now, this may sound a little bit bizarre of what I'm about to say, people, but I honestly believe I'm of the opinion is that this dude Chauvin might have gotten some type of sexual gratification out of this. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because he probably
got his hands in his pocket, you know, playing with his dick or something like that, too, while he was murdering this man. And yeah, and that's when it sounds a little bizarre, is because, but you do got some sick motherfuckers like that. And I believe Chauvin is one of them. I mean, he's got his hands in his pocket. He's looking at the camera. You see what I'm saying? And he's applying more pressure onto this man's neck as this man is pleading for his life. The man called out for his mother. The man is saying, I can't breathe. Plus, he was bound. He was handcuffed. You see what I'm saying? So, therefore, you can just sick ass motherfucker get some type of sexual gratification out of bounding. And, excuse me, sir, let me finish. Okay, who's get some type of gratification up out of that? Okay, 510, go ahead. We're going to the Mad Dr. D.
Yeah, listen.
The whole thing is, we saw this, we listened to this video
a thousand times. You know what I mean? But the whole thing is, we know that. That's enough, right? It doesn't take the brain surgery for me to see how wrong it is. Now, the whole thing is now that we're being together, we need to take that, unify. I said, and we're stronger. I said, and take that motherfucking ass. Because if they're not going to get it, they didn't get it then, and they ain't got it now. You know? Anybody that's subject. It's like being black is a crime. You know, you woke the fuck up.
Yeah, you're right. And that's exactly how they're treating it, Mad Dr. D, that being black is a crime. You see what I'm saying? Ever since, you know, that we were brought here. Okay, we got 5-10. Somebody out of 10, 5-10 area code calling here, which is the Bay Area.
Oh, boy.
Go ahead, Bay Area caller.
Like I said, none of us have been appointed any kind of judge in any kind of way. So we have no business judging this man. There's two sides to every story. We haven't heard the officer's side, and officer's side is probably going to be the correct version because he is a sworn officer of the court, and we have to respect the fact of that. We cannot second guess.
Oh, yes, we can. Most definitely second-guess the police. And this is why in this city, more than 50 years ago, you had an organization that was going out there checking the police. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, let's see. And the thing is, when they started tearing this muffler, they went down to L.A., and they tore that mother down. So now they had no complaining. But a story of you and I can't go there. Motherfucking Beverly Hills without getting your ass kicked and going to jail. That's just Mr. Gilmore property. So they burned the bitch down. And then now listen, this is shit to kill me.
Dr. D, then the brother Isaiah. Go ahead, 510. Keep it on point. It's the sixth son of a bitch to get sexual gratification for murdering this man. I think he did.
But we're not any, none of us are any of that. We're not experts in sexuality. We're not experts in any of that, any of those psychology. We're not experts in police to go around making all these accusations and making all these false statements. We don't know one way or the other if he did or didn't. All I know is this. We do have two sides. There's two sides to every story. We got to hear the officer's side. We got to go with what says, because he has been sworn, he's been to the police academy. He is the damn expert. He is a professional police officer, and he needs, and his side is probably going to be the right side. It's the official story, and I always go with the official story. That's why I said to the calling gentleman just a minute ago, he said he was pulled out of police. We can't go by what he says. We got to go by the police report. Because the police report, the police are unbiased, and they're always usually right. Every now and then they get it wrong. We don't know. We can't go with what you say. We can't go with that. We got to go with the truth.
And the truth and the fact of the matter is that he murdered that man. Okay, Mad Dr. D, what do you got to say about that?
Exactly.
Look at this shit up.
Mad
Dr. D.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay, since we have our part, right now it's time. We're going to change our subject, keep everything moving. But right now, Chewbacca, this is your cue. We'll go ahead and we had to stop for station and identification. Go ahead, man. Do what you do, my brother.
Okay, yes, sir. Absolutely. Yes, Mad Dr. D, moving right ahead, you know, as per your directions, with you being a producer of our show. I'm of the opinion. I'm of the opinion. Yes, sir.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What I'm doing is that I'm making a statement that I'm of the opinion, repeat, of the opinion, is that this guy shot and got sexual gratification out of murdering this man.
Ooh.
Is because as he was putting more pressure on this man's neck, I noticed his hands in his pocket, so he was probably playing with his dick at the same time,
that
he was murdering this man. Because if you recall the BTK case, you know, that was the same thing with him. You remember Bound, Tied, and Killed? You remember the BTK?
Oh, yeah.
BTK case? And with the BTK case, is that he did state. Okay, that he did state. When he testified in court. Go ahead, Matt, Dr. D.
I said, do you know it turned out that one of those cops was actually black?
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. So, they need a special circumstance. And his ass as well too. It's because even when the riots were going down, I think it was either New York or Boston where the police were making an arrest and one of the officers was trying to apply that same method on the person's neck, but his other officer pulled him up off of him as soon as he tried to make that move with him. And then also too, for all these individuals out here that quote unquote back the badge, answer me this, riddle me this. Why is it, not all, but why is it that some of these cops, you know what I'm saying, are even stating that this is wrong as well, too? So you got, something going on there. You see, now, also, too, is that we got to look at, then I see we got an 831 caller right here, too. Hey, 831, all you got to do is just press 1, and we'll be happy to unmute your mic. Please join in. Okay, all righty. Okay, and I see 831 is dropped. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, some of them are saying that this is wrong, as well.
Right.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Yeah, go ahead, Dr. D.
The whole thing is, now, as all this is going on, we have to have this a purpose. All that shit, and then we don't change anything. So we gotta have to where, because you're never gonna be free. Get that right. You know what I mean, ever. But I tell you what, I'll make that motherfucker wish that he was. But we're on the right track. Young people are joining in. Yeah, I mean it's great, man. Just don't back the fuck down.
Right.
Just don't. You know.
Exactly.
And just, say, man, watch out for yourself, man, and stay alive. You can't help somebody dead.
Right.
Yeah. Then you're right about that, man, Dr. D, you see. And then on top of it, too, now, they said that with the hypocrisy of the U.S. Constitution, you know, you could pretty much just go ahead and wipe your ass with it. It's because there's something in there that says that the people have a right to form a militia. But I'm seeing these white organizations forming militias, and I also want to talk about this here a little bit, too, about how they murdered Mr. Arbery down there in Georgia. Then, of course, how they murdered George Floyd there in Minneapolis. But also, too, let's talk about Breonna Taylor.
And Breonna Taylor. Yeah, Breonna Taylor.
Yeah, okay. As
like,
we all know the Breonna Taylor case, here's a woman in bed with her man. Okay, the police got the wrong address, serving a no-knock warrant. They storm in her house. Okay. The man defends the household, and he returns fire, and they put 8 bullets in Mrs. Taylor.
Wrong address on my ass, and they know exactly and what they was doing. They didn't get the wrong address.
Right. You say, yeah. See, so therefore, so these dudes here, they need to be charged with murder in the first degree.
Murder. Yeah.
No, that was an accident. They. Police make mistakes too.
Okay, no. It was 3, 5, 10.
No, it was no mistake.
Give him a damn settlement.
Excuse me a second.
What
it is that there's no such thing as an accidental arrest. There's no such thing as a mistaken search. It's either valid or it is false. Okay. Give them some time in jail because they were supposed to know what they were doing, that they were supposed to be professionals in the first place. So we've been fucking up. That there is on them. And so the son of a bitch who went out and swore the warrant, he needs to go to jail. The motherfucker that signed that goddamn warrant, his ass needs to go to jail too because they say that's conspiracy. You see what I mean? So they belong in jail, and instead of the people through their tax dollars paying a settlement, what you do is you go get the pig's pension. You go get his house. No, you go get his bank account. You see what I'm saying? You go seize his land. And I bet you dollars to donuts, a whole lot of that shit will seize. Okay.
But you listen now. Okay, you know what? Hey, it's time for me to jump in there. The whole thing, brother, I'm down with all that. But see, this is a point I'm going to bring up to. See, the black collective, we're our own worst enemy. If we all got to get that money, everybody will take that money and go get out of this gold. And, and you'll never see it again. Other liberations get that. They can take people, they throw that they pour in 1 month of a bowl, and then they all working together with it. Blacks like me, you got $10, he got $10. I said, I bet you I can get another dollar. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the black day, we don't take that money. And we had the money because we go through, y'all know, as a black man, we go through thousands. We fuck off, motherfucker, $50 in your sleep. You know what I mean? As a black man. But the whole thing is, but it's not getting us nowhere. You know what I mean? It really ain't. And now we have a chance to do something. And I want to say to all the colors, all the black American people of color, right on. I mean, I love you all, man. I said, and
one love, right, one love, black power. Yep.
Also, Jabasa and I, this is the show. We're trying to give you a voice. So that's how we're contributing. So when we give you those voice, your voice is heard all over the world. Say what you got to say. Sometimes being a challenge, I need to stop calling everybody motherfuckers when they get on my nerves. You know, they really do.
Right.
But anyway, but right now, so call your friends. Call everybody. You know what? Pastor and I, as you know, The more voices we hear, I mean, you call, I said, the further our voices go. So
right.
Now,
and they give us a call.
It's a matter of time. That's important to everybody. So I only know two or three calls I do, but our voice, I mean, we got it going on. For God's sake, you know, capitalize it. I mean,
yes, sir. I know you call in at 516-418-5996. Okay, 510, you said you wanted to talk. Go ahead and talk, 510, out of the Bay Area.
I would like all black men within reach of my people call all over the world to open my mouth, but you have your words and repeat after me. We the people.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. You're violating our narrative with that.
What happened there, Shabaka?
He said something about like that on We All the People. So.
Yeah, put our hands over our hearts and all that. He's violating our narrative.
Yeah.
I'm laughing at him.
Go ahead. You can handle him on Shabaka, because you know what? We're going to flag you on that one. Now, you know, whoever you believe. That's your butt. That, what you really gonna make me sad? But don't come over here, you know what I mean, promoting the motherfucking devil on the stairs. You call motherfucking CNN or Trump and you do that. You know, that's how we get divided.
Right.
It's okay to see what you're doing. You talk like that, you're not saying anything. You know what I mean? I don't need you to preach to me, bro. This show is about talking about the real. Everybody's
right.
Real. Yep. I don't know fucking books and something like that. Come on now. We got limited time to work on. Why don't you go preach at that motherfucking KKK oven? Doing this show. And watch how fast it's beating your ass.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, go ahead, Sabaka.
Okay, go ahead, 510. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you just emailed me saying you ain't get enough time. Go ahead, 510. We're going to give you 5 minutes, 510. Mad Dr. D, Brother Isaiah. Okay, we're going to give 510 at the bed. We're going to give him 5 minutes. And then after 5 minutes are up, and then we're going to cut him to shreds. You know how we get out. Go ahead, 510.
You know what? Go ahead, 510. But see, we're not trying to disrespect you, but you're not going to disrespect us. So be
careful. Exactly. We're trying to get 5 10 all of us that we can. And we do understand that 5 10.
We're not motherfucking, we're not right wing motherfucking, the way we're oppressed. And we're now, we're tired of it. So if you were to say, hey, that's your business. Put a red cap, a red cap. I said, choose him to back over, motherfucker, and go over there and play with your motherfucker. I love y'all. You know what I mean? But we niggas, man, that's they are to us. That's what I think we are. We're men.
Mm-hmm.
We are babies.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
There
all that motherfucker piece shit. Piece of what? You see the piece got your ass?
Yeah.
How many more of us got to die? People get them right. Matter of fact,
all right, go.
Go ahead, 5-10.
Okay, Mad Dr. D. We're going to let 5-10 talk, and we're going to mute our mic, and we're going to let 5-10 talk. Don't hold out the hand up. I'm not mine, too. Okay, 5-10, you got the floor.
Okay, good. Oh, finally. Anyway, like I said, we have to go find a flag, whether it's at a school, a post office. We have to find a national flag and pledge. The first thing we need to do is pledge allegiance to it. We all black men need to pledge allegiance to the flag. As we know, there's no other country in Africa. This is all we got. We need to take our damn dollar reparations, or fuck reparations, in fact. We don't really need it, you know, because all we're going to do is go buy a Cadillac with it. But we just need to shut up. Get the fuck up, go to work, and go along with the program. Be productive citizens. Try to stay out of jail. Do the right thing. Don't pass fake $20 bills, by the way, because that's why he's dead right now, because if he was not passing fake money, he would still be alive, breathing. Go, talking about I can't breathe. He would be breathing comfortably right now, you dumb motherfucker. Anyway, get some real money and then pass that. And let me tells you, oh, take care of your kids. I'm like, this is shit that shouldn't even need to be said. You know, you're useless. And, but as far as the protests are concerned, everybody needs to go home. We need to stop doing this. We need to stop looting. And we need to pray and vote and peacefully protest. We can sit down and protest. We can shut up and protest. Or if you really just want to be, if you really just that mad, you can always do what they call old-fashioned, which you guys ain't going to do, a boycott. Just boycott. Just don't fuck with, like, you got an A-Rab in your liquor store. You don't, you want the liquor store in your community? Here, here. Let me give you a, let me give you a, don't go there. Don't buy that alcohol. In fact, don't buy nothing there. If you guys do that as a group, guess what? They will go out of business. I don't care how connected they are. I don't care how. How much political pull they have, if they ain't got no economic base, which is your money, they're going to go. Same thing with the beauty supply. You don't want the Asian in your community? Don't fuck with, tell your black bitch not to fuck with them. Simple as that. Same shit. Then you put a black beauty supply store there, you put a black liquor store there, and guess what? You go there and patronize them. You spend your money with them. But guess what? Negroes are stupid. They're not going to do it. So here we are. We're going to always be in this blah, 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 talking about how fucked up it looks. We can't, we got to back the badge. The badge is all we have. Because if black people were in charge of themselves, they would tear each other to shreds. Simple as that. I would like for the officer to hear his side of the story. I would like for him to have his day in court. And I would like to see him get an acquittal or house arrest. He made a mistake, and mistakes, people learn from their mistakes, and he shouldn't be punished too much for it. And as far as Breonna Taylor is concerned, give him, how much life was, I mean, come on, her life was worthless anyway. Give him a damn $1 million settlement, let's move on with this shit. Give some taxpayer dollars, give that family $1 million, and just let's just shut up and move on with everything. Come on, business as usual. As far as the guy is concerned, he shouldn't have had a gun in the first place.
Right now, we have a station, a vacation. I mean,
hey, you sound like really angry when you said all that. You would sound really angry when you said all that, man. I'll tell you that right now.
Once again, people, this individual did not speak for us, and I disagreed with everything that he said. Actually, it was quite redundant of what he said. Okay, first of all, and I'm sure that you will agree, Brother Isaiah, and you will agree too, Mad Dr. D, is that first of all, place, throw Chauvin's ass up under the jail. Those sons of bitches who went there, his co-conspirators that went with that murder case there too, all them motherfuckers need to be facing a death penalty, special circumstance. As far as the cops that murdered Ms. Taylor, they need the death penalty. The son of a bitch who had signed and swore out the warrant, his ass needs to be thrown in there with conspiracy as well too. Okay, they need the death penalty, like I said, and what they need to be doing instead of suing the city, they need to be taking these cops' pension, you know, who are committing, you know, these huge murders and killings.
And then my ass.
What you have to say on that, Dr. D?
Yes, sir. Now, listen, my take on all this is, like, as I was saying, man, and this is one of the points that I want to bring up. See, all these other races, you know what I mean? You'll go to, you'll spend thousands for the Lakers jersey. You'll spend, you know what I mean? There's a sky's in the limit, you know what I mean? For you to patronize these motherfucking people. I mean, athletes or whatever, celebrities. Now, look at money that we spent. Now, our show, we also have, we will get a plug, a 10-minute, we'll work on detail, as well as $50. But yet, we patronize all that shit, but I can't get y'all to patronize us. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what's wrong, because you take your money and you go to China, and then you go to your money, and you get a burrito, you know what I mean? I said, yeah, I got the burger. She said, man, I don't know about that burger, man. You know what I mean? We spend our money everywhere else except here. You know what I mean? My show can, our show can grow because the money goes in the pot so we can expand. But yet, you want me to spend fucking $500 for a pair of motherfucking shoes. You know what I mean? So all you athletes, thousands of you guys, you know what I mean? Multi-man, you know what I mean? I said, but yet, when I said, okay, this is our show, you'll get a plug just like anybody else. And I mean, see, white people say that, but when we do it, well, you think I'm trying to rip you off. So the truth was, you know, we got sponsors. This is not free, but we can take that money and pull it, and we got another avenue. But you take your money and get motherfucking a hot wing, you know, or some chicken, that's going to cost you. And then when you went up to the show, I want to talk about your show, your business. You ain't on that deal yet. You got to pay me. Because you can't go anywhere else on the radio to advertise, because they catch your ass. All right? I'll make them $50 each. All right? If you don't have it, we'll take close you can. But if you get 2 minutes to yourself, we'll work detail. You know what I mean? The more you pay, but we're not trying to break the bank. But this, you know, you should just do it. I mean, this is what it's all about now. Now, I want to hear about it. I'm listening. So, intelligent things. And this is it. But you know, you can do it by phone. You never say that it hurt and whatever. But don't go over there. But I tell you what, I'll be damned if I buy another mother athlete by a shoe stain.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because that's wrong with us. So, you know, we don't want to make them. You know what I mean? I'm getting tired of all these motherfuckers. Thomas, from you, those you donated to motherfucking the children, the fucking Save the Whales, motherfucker. You better save your kids. You know? You ain't getting shut. That shit is a tax write-off. You know what I mean? So y'all go in there paying. You pay, motherfucker. You get $1 billion for playing basketball. You fucking serious.
Now,
we got a show. I said, okay, you guys going in and you know, patronize it. They do good me, lady. The mad doctor, I said, but you know what? Fine. If I catch you on the radio advertising some other pet novello from the white boy, you know what I mean? And they pay you $10,000 for 60 seconds, then you're disrespectful. We gotta help each other, man, and we gotta take care of our babies. Now, another damn thing, I found out that one of them cops was black. You know what I mean? And it is that's salt on the wound. Now I want everybody to think about this. And one more thing, we're going to expand the show, and I'm going to have you call in a request line for you know what I mean? And that's not just not is not is it's free. Cause I all my oldies. It's gonna be the Mad Dr. D and Company request line. So as soon as you get you a little more settled, this is gonna happen. And if you got some ideas, call us. We're always open, you know what I mean? Because, you know, mm-hmm. if I'm going on the street and I step with some dog shit, and next person come by here, I'm going to make sure you don't step on it. Okay, so that's all I like you. Anyway, people, we're getting ready to close the show. So call in. Let me know that you give it there. Let me hear your words.
How? Still talking.
Mad Dr. D.
Yes. So even though the cop was black, I don't care if he was black, white, Asian, whatever. All I see is blue. And we need to respect the blue. We got to respect the uniform. The
uniform means
how the, no, they don't respect us. So how are they going to respect the group?
They have no reason to respect you.
Huh?
They have no reason to. You need to respect them.
They don't respect us. They don't respect us.
No.
Oh,
no, no,
they don't respect
no, no.
us. They don't respect
They're in a position of power. They need the utmost respect. Just like you need to respect your mayor.
Oh,
you need to respect
no.
Really,
no, 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 no. Hold on.
You really
five,
need to respect
no. They don't respect
you're wrong.
Us.
You,
so
you're
how,
right, you're
so
wrong.
How can we respect them?
And two,
okay? Respect has to be earned. They don't respect us at all. They don't come up here and say that they should show respect. They don't respect us for years of
telling. Yes, we pay their salary. Now, 5'10", if we come up here, man, and talk, okay, all right, but you see, but although that he is wrong, you see, is that we pay their salaries. You see what I'm saying? So supposedly
right.
they're supposed to be working for the public, and when we violate the public trust, such as committing murder under the color of authority, you see, they belong in jail. And instead of the people in charge of the taxpayers, they need to be suing that cop for every fucking thing that he has, his salary, his house.
Yep.
You said, I mean,
right.
The taxpayers should not be responsible due to these motherfuckers fuck ups and committing murder, kind of bad, quote unquote, violent. I'm very curious to know what 5'10 has to say about it.
No. The cop does not need none of his shit taken from him. The cop has a family. We have to respect that. He worked hard for his pension. We have to respect that.
George Floyd had a family.
We have to respect that.
George Taylor has a family.
George Floyd had a family. Mario had a
family.
I can cut off.
George Floyd had a family.
I can cut off.
Okay. So what about their families? No, come on with the 5'10". What about their family?
Well, because I can't talk because you cut me off.
No, man, go on and talk. Tell you what. Okay, here we go, people. We're gonna let 5'10" talk again. He's got the floor for the next 5 minutes.
Okay, so what we're gonna do? What we gonna do about their family? We're gonna give them a civil lawsuit. We'll give them whatever the tax whatever the court says. Is worth giving to them. See, there's a thing called justice. That's what we go to court for. You see, it's not up to me to decide how much to give them. It's not up to you to decide. It's up to the court to give the court of law to decide how much money that they get. If they get anything, we do not need to give them. In fact, they need to do it through a lawyer and do it properly, not do it through any other means.
Black
people need to understand that. They need to just follow the legal system and do things properly. Otherwise, that's what we have a nice little jail for you for. And guess what? I told this one black man today, you don't like jail. It's warm.
Oh, I thought
I put that call in. Okay. All right. Something right here. Okay. There's that they put in jail.
It's been in and out, Bob.
I gotta get all these phones out of there because it's fucking interfering. Because you're runs, you know. And you're looking for that one, but it ain't there.
And Minnesota.
We need three acquittals. We need immediately three acquittals. I would love to volunteer to be on their jury. I'll be the first to tell you I will volunteer to be on any of their juries, and I will not find any of them guilty. I have nothing to find being committed. No, I just don't see a crime. I see a guy who resisted arrest and passed a fake $20 bill and just happened to die in custody. Hey, look, he might have the right medical problems, so we know.
That as a crime, man. Come on. A knee?
Okay.
on the man's neck. So you telling me that's not a the crime?
Yeah, you see.
Yeah, come on now.
Yeah, that man
was right.
And then
he wouldn't do that to the other racial group. He wouldn't have not do that.
Hello, listen here. You feel listen. Hold on.
Go ahead,
so
Dr.
D. You've been here with us, you get free drugs because you're one of the facts. So you take what you want, and I mean, and yours is whatever you want it, and that's on you. All right.
Mm-hmm. I just think that those cops need to, they need their day in court. We need to hear their side of the story. But for now, they're innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. And that's why we should all treat them. They're innocent men.
No, they're guilty.
No, man,
there is no justification.
No, ain't no signs of their story. Ain't no signs of their story. They know what the fuck they was doing. They done blatant murder, you know. Come on now, that's the first degree. Like, come on now. And no signs and no story on that. Come on now.
No. We need to, because, see, we can't, this is bad, you know, because if we start prosecuting cops, well then that's just a slippery slope. No, we need to those cops need to keep the Negro community in line, and that's what we need. We need that. We need that long arm extension to keep Negroes in line. Because otherwise these Negroes will go crazy.
What,
really?
We don't
say the N word.
Yeah, I mean that by every sense of the word. Right. In line.
Hey, I said
keep
we don't lose.
Line, keep them,
hey,
keep them
I said we don't
keep
lose
the
N word on this platform.
That's exactly what I mean.
I said we don't lose the N word on this platform. You got to go somewhere else with that. Come on. Now, we don't lose that platform. We don't lose the N word on this platform.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
I got a question. I'm going to give you one of the CNA questions. What is your take of this riot, this mayhem? How would you handle it?
Yeah,
you got 2 minutes.
Shabaka?
We'll give
5, 10, a couple of minutes to answer that. How would you feel, okay, the question is, and correct me if I'm wrong, Matt, is if that was one of your relatives down there, one of your brothers, one of your loved ones who was murdered by these
good question.
Okay, how would you feel about it?
Yeah, how would you feel?
First of all, as an upstanding black American citizen, the first thing I would do is let the legal process do its job.
Okay, if this was your brother.
You asked me a question and you won't let me answer.
Oh, really?
I just answered, yes, my family. So,
okay.
The first thing you got to do is let the legal process do their job. There's no room in this world for rioting. There's no room in this world for looting. There's no room in this world for stupidity. So let the legal system do their job. Get a lawyer if you have to, and then that's what. And then go to court and shut the fuck up. Whether they find him guilty or not, that's the end of the story. And move on with your life, sir. Have a good day, and that's what I will say. Any other questions?
Really?
Yeah.
Won't say all that.
I got a statement, you know, as opposed to a question. Okay, well, you see, to let our listening audiences know, and I'm sure Mad Dr. D and Brother Isaiah, our future commentator, will agree with me on this. This is very, very sad when our people have been hit with so much cognitive dissonance is that they will sit up here and look at blatant murder and sit up there and try to justify it. Now, the sad part about it is that Professor Dr. Bobby E. Wright had wrote in his Psychopathic Racial Identity, the white supremacist is already, you know, sick. He's psychopathic. Meaning he knows the difference between right and wrong. When you look at Chauvin, Chauvin, man, he took great pleasure from this. And I believe that Chauvin got sexual gratification out of it because I think he was playing with his dick when he put his hands in his pockets as he was murdering this man. Okay? I'm just putting that out there. You got to kind of motherfuckers like that. Then doing research on Chauvin is to find out that he was involved in 3 questionable shootings. Also, too, he has been hit with cases and have been suspended for excessive force. And then not to mention the fact officers who were with him, looking at Chauvin being a 19-year veteran, and I would imagine that these guys being younger than Chauvin, let's say for all practical purposes, is that they were under Chauvin's, not his command per se, but let's say his supervision. Okay, so therefore they complied with Chauvin. So, you know, arrest them as co-conspirators as well, too, is because they were not trying to get Chauvin up off this man, particularly when the man said that he cannot breathe. And then the sad part about it is that when the man had called out for his mother twice, so that means that he was on the verge of passing away. And then he did pass away on the video, as I've stated before. Okay, any other comments?
Yeah, what was that guy's criminal record? How long was the boy's left?
$20 was worth more than that man's hat? Is that the question of what you're getting at there, Brother Isaiah, if I'm understanding you correctly?
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes,
okay,
exactly.
I see you on that there, Isaiah. I mean, you know, fuck a goddamn $20 bill when it comes to somebody's life. You see what I'm saying? I don't care the fuck less. You see what I'm saying? When it comes to somebody's life.
Yep.
And then to be brutally murdered. And then keep in mind, people, and I'm going to keep saying it, is that the murder was special circumstances, because I am of the opinion, once again, is that this dude, Chauvin, got sexual gratification out of murdering this man. And see, and that's a whole different ball game altogether right there. Because notice he had his hands in his pocket. So he was probably, once again, playing with his dick like he was killing this man.
No, we don't know that. We don't know.
No, I'm willing to say dollars to donors that it was. If
yeah,
I was to bet my money.
Yeah, but you're not an expert in that, neither am I. We can't say that.
Well, I'm willing to bet my money. I say it in my opinion. Let's say.
Okay, well, that's your opinion. But that's fine. We're not going. I want to be very clear. That's not a fact. That's not a fact at all. Because we don't know if he was, what he was doing, if he was doing anything at all. All we know is I'm waiting for his day in court, and I'm waiting for his side of the story, and I want the police to report that. As far as I'm concerned, that's the official story. And as far as we're concerned, us black men, we need to go with this official story because that's all we have. And we need to back the badge.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
No,
because first of all, you got to understand, sir, is that the police departments, man, are leftovers from slave patrollers. Yeah. The police departments evolved from slave patrollers. So, therefore, they did not have our interest as the people in their inception. You know, they evolved from slave patrollers and they exhibited this type of barbaric behavior that you saw Scavenger. You see what I'm saying? It's because, you know, the race soldiers are sick. He is sick.
We have the best president in the world, but we need to
I have not wasted my time voting in over 20 years. I do not recommend that black people waste their time going out there voting. What I recommend is that black people go up there, protect their goddamn selves, get your family, get your friends, get out on a pistol range, learn how to shoot. And learn how to shoot accurately. Go ahead and take a gun, basic safety courses, because they're not doing nothing against these white militias that this dumpster has in sight. Now, also, too, it's come to my attention, and I don't know, Mad Dr. D and Brother Isaiah, if you came across this. You remember the fool with the bow and arrow going out there, man, you know, shooting with the bow and arrow? People are saying Black Lives Matter, and then he comes out there with his ass talking about All Lives Matter with his bow and arrow, and they went on there and hooked his ass.
Yeah.
He deserves that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No. It's true. All lives do matter. Fuck Black Lives Matter. All lives matter. Blue lives matter.
Our lives matter more so because soldiers are not here and they kill us and they are not held criminally liable for. In some cases, that they are rewarded for killing us. Look what happened to Mr. Arbery down there in Georgia.
Because he has a criminal record. The dude's a criminal.
No, the man is out there doing rodeo.
That man's not having no damn old criminal,
okay.
Man.
So he's out there casing the neighborhood.
But the owner of the property of a
Mississippi
of where
he was not no criminal. He don't have a criminal.
He did not have a problem with Mr. Arbery going up there. Not to mention the fact that at the time that Mr. Arbery was murdered, they did not have a criminal report until from January the 1st. Until about the first part of March. So at the time that Mr. Arbery was killed, there were no burglary reports filed. So right there, so you just kind of
exactly.
We need to wait till those people are their day in court too, because we don't know their side of the story.
No, sir, you don't know.
We need to wait till they're their day in court.
So you're trying to tell us that's the worst thing we can do.
We don't know what they're up to.
No, I'm just going by the information that I have seen.
No. Well, we gotta go by there. We gotta go
so
by what they're
trying to say that
so
you're trying to say us black folks said and we all criminals. So you're trying to say that us black folks said and we always have a criminal record of us doing something. Come on, yo. No, you don't get down like no. All of us don't have criminal records. All of us don't have criminal records. Come on, yo.
I don't like criminals. I don't like criminals.
Okay, well, I don't.
And what you say on so what you say about all the races then? What you say about them? They all criminals too.
Like Timothy Wynn.
They all criminals too. Not just us.
Okay.
We're not even criminals.
Okay, Charlotte. These other fucks up there. What's
I have one somewhere.
That they put in jail. Yes,
I don't like criminals either, like Asada Shakur. She's a big time criminal.
No, she's not.
You're not going to do that.
No, you're not
going
to get away with that. No, sir. Asada Shakur is
a criminal.
Her case is contained.
She broke out of prison. She needs to be here now. I'm glad they got her brother and her uncle. Lock them up and don't let them out either. Not to let them.
Hang up on them. Unplug them. Unplug them now.
Okay. And also, too, folks, those today who are tuning into our show, yeah, most definitely, you got to give some regard to our political prisoners, who definitely made the ultimate sacrifice for us as well, too.
for nothing in vain. He did it in vain.
He's been in jail, you know, 30, 40 years in solitary confinement. You know, reach
Please
out to him, research him. You see what I mean? You know, write to him. You know, do something for him, such as Mumua Abu Jamal. You know, trap Brown. You say, so most definitely, you know, we want to reach out to the top prisoners as well, too, because they made awesome sacrifices.
In vain.
Right, and right here, even in Panther Town as well, too.
They did it in vain.
So, we have to remember that. And also, too, hands off of Assad Shakur is because one of the pigs had stated that he had lied to the grand jury and the charges of Assad Shakur.
No, you had it, man.
So, that, therefore, you know, so we got to deal with that war. And we're going to close it out right now. We're going to get, our closing comments. Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to go to Brother Isaiah first. Then we're going to go to 5:10, then we're going to go to Mad Doctor D, and then we're going
to
go
to... No, don't do 5:10 to 4, no.
Okay, all right. Okay, Brother Isaiah, you go ahead with it.
All right.
Is it? Yeah. Hey, man.
Okay, Brother Isaiah.
Yeah, I'm here. It's just too much noise in the background. That's all I have to hear.
Okay, hold on. Mad Dr. D. Okay, I think Mad Dr. D. We're just going to meet as much because we've got some background noise. All right, Mad Dr. D, yeah, if you can still hear us, man. We just muted your mic, man, because you just got some background noise. But we're going to your closing comments. Okay, now, Brother Isaiah, go ahead with your closing comments.
Okay. Like I said, it's like black love, black unity, black power. We all we got is one teach, one come. We gotta come together in a crisis like this. Like, there ain't no more peaceful testing. I mean, that peaceful protesting of the time to do what Brother Malcolm X way, because it's the same narrative we've been seeing over like 500 years and counting. So we need to get together, brothers and sisters. Black love, black power.
Absolutely. All right. Okay, thank you, Brother Isaiah. Okay, we're going to unmute Mad Dr. D.
Anytime.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, Brother Isaiah, man. Appreciate you always tuning into the show, Brother Wu, and we definitely appreciate your support. Okay. Yeah,
always.
Yes, sir. All right. Mad Dr. D, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
What's your closing comment, sir? Because you had some background noise, man. That was the only reason why your mic was muted, because you had background noise. But you're unmuted right now, sir. So go ahead. What's your closing comment?
Yeah. I mean, this time, I enjoy everybody's input. You know what I mean? Everybody respectful. Said something that was worth listening to. This is going to get no better at this. So right now, that's the way it's supposed to go, right? That's at tenfold. So,
yes, sir.
So I'm gonna give this phone a rest for a couple minutes, and then I'll call you on the back phone.
Okay, all right, we'll do it, man, Dr. D. Okay, all right, and thank you so very much. Okay, and I'm gonna make do you have any closing comments, 5:10?
Yeah.
What's your closing comment?
Well, at the end of the day, we just gotta remember to back the badge,
vote
Republican. And shut up. At the end of the day, shut up and go along with the program. It's about command and control, and we have no command and control, and we're the peasants and the slaves, and we need to remember that. They are in charge. We are peasants. They're slaves. They are the kings and queens. That's why they call us no queens and no kings. They call us slaves, and we need to stay in our position and shut up.
Ladies and gentlemen, that last statement that was made by Mr. 5:10 was totally, utterly, absolute garbage. And then what we need to do, ladies and gentlemen, is that we need to do our research. All we got is each other, black family. And also, too, and I know that there are haters out there of Shabak, Black Experience Enhanced. Okay, fine. You know, you can go on and hate. We don't hate you. Okay. Although you hate. And the reason being is because we are all we got. And I do know of my, how should I say, extensive years of being on this planet, I do know that we as a people are sick in the long run. We have a lot of issues, black families. And what it is when we look at the cases of Eula Love, when we look at the cases of Sandra Bland, when we look at the cases of Breonna Taylor, that goes to show is that they're going after our soft targets, okay? This is a systemic thing, okay? It is a conspiracy to kill the black family unit. This is why they do not like to have positive images of the black male that you see in the media or that you see, you know, in social media as well, too. As long as we're out there killing each other, we show solidarity, you know, we're a threat to those that be, the power structure. I say, people, let's keep that solidarity going, particularly black men, because, you know, we got to protect our families. We got to protect our communities. We have to get out there. We have to do for ourselves. Boycott all Asian businesses. Fuck them, okay? It's because they're taking all our money and using it against us. And why the African nations are going off into this damn debt with the Chinese is beyond me. And really what they need to do is get the Chinese up out of Africa and default on the fucking loans. You see what I mean? And this is what we need to do and build our own customer bases. We also need to have our people do more research on this coronavirus because I'm of the opinion that it's radiation poisoning. You see? And then on top of it is that they want everybody to stay at home and not make any money. You see? So therefore, so we need, you know, some black innovators to come out there on that to help with that situation. And with that there being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bid you a good night from Oakland, California, birth of the black family, and I'm going to be by the one and only Ms. Asada Shakur. You know who she is. Tupac's auntie.
This is the 21st century, and we need to redefine revolution. This planet needs a people's revolution, a humanist revolution. Revolution is not about bloodshed or about going to the mountains and fighting. We'll fight if we are forced to. But the fundamental goal of revolution must be peace. Revolution of the mind. We need a revolution of the heart. We need a revolution of the spirit. The power of people is stronger than any weapon. A people's revolution can't be stopped. We need to be weapons of mass destruction.